Begin the Quran, Dami Sak the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, begin Lamed Beis, begin with Tez Damascus, it begins with the Gemara, Hod Amar. Then he said, Mai the Shabbos Chamir, who said that Shabbos is more stringent? Dama Taras Chamir, maybe Taras is more stringent. Tez can explain that the reason why Taras is not Deicha de Avoid, because the Braisa first said, okay, it says Yimel Besar Alasai, that's even if it's Taras in the Makamil. Then, as the way the Gemara explained, it says, no, maybe not. Maybe that actually it's only when there's no Taras. So Rav explains, according to one version, that this, the Brice initially thought that even if it's Taras, you can do the Mila. That's because it's thought from a Kavah Chamer from Shabbos. Shabbos is severe. And Mila overrides it, like we learned in the previous Brice, that's a Taras, which is less. For sure, Mila should be overriding it. And then that's what the Brice says, no, who said Shabbos, the way Rav explains, is more severe. Maybe Taras is more severe than Shabbos, because we find that Taras is Deich Abayit, which Abayit is Deich Shabbos. So therefore, Taras is more common than Shabbos. So that says, Tame, it's a wonder. The Brice did Lel Masa Gibcha. The previous Brice, the Gemara concludes, the opposite. That this, the Taras of Deich Lavoi, the Dalam Mishum, the Taras Chamir, is not because Taras is more stringent. Mishum Gamaz Lechazi is because we said the person is just not going to be fit even after you cut until after Harab Shemesh. The Rabbi Gufi is really how can we come on? The Rabbi himself actually holds like this later on, the Taras is not Chamir Avoida. And the reason why it's Deich Lavoi is simply because the person is not going to be able to be eligible even when he cuts up the Taras. So then we have a contradiction in Rabbi himself. Here he says that the reason why Taras Deich Lavoi is because it is Mocham. Boy, moreover, Tais asked Lamai to come a hashtag. This is the Gemara saying right now that Taras is Mochamad and Shabbos because it overrides Zabbat, which overrides Shabbos. What do you mean? Menolan, the Taras Deich Zabbat. Tais said, we didn't get this. The Taras Deich Zabbat. Even Avoid the Deich Taras Makabachim. And sometimes Tais asked in the previous Tais, maybe say that Avoid the Deich Taras from Makabachim. And you could say, Ma Shabbos Chamur, or if Shabbos, which is so severe, which Avoid is Deich it, so Taras like Kalshkin? Isn't Kalshkin that Avoid should be Deich it? So that's the stage where the Rishi says, Dalhai Lishna, that according to this version that says that Taras is more chamer, because Deich Avoida, Tzarech Lemi, right, you have to say the Garsin and Rabba Hacha, that it's Rabba, but less like the Rabba Lakaman, and not Rabba, and he disagrees with Rabba later on. The time of Shom, the Gabba Lechazi, that he holds that the reason is because the person is not eligible, and the Sevi Lekar V'Safra, and actually holds like Rav Safra, the polygala of Rabba Lakaman, that he disagrees with Rabba, and holds like Rabba over here, that no, it's because Taras is more chamer, and therefore it's Deich Avoida. Now, additionally, Tesis is addressing that this that he asked, how do you know Taras Deich Avoida? So Tesis, v'had the pashtal who the rabbi Rav Safa the Taras Deich Avoida, that Taras Deich Avoida, much lame in the Makran Afkalo, you could learn, you could say that they have it from a source from a pasuk. But Rav, this really, but according to Rav, that he holds Gavel Loichazi, that person is not eligible. That's the reason why it's Deich Avoida, but not because it's Mochamer. You're right, the daily by Krok, you don't need to have a pasuk because it's just based on that Tzvara that the person is not Chaz. Now, then Taisa Kadidi says, but it also seems to be to the Rashba, the Rash Mishans. The Filleka Krod the Taras Deich Avoida. He says, no, even if there's no Pasuk that tells you Taras Deich Avoida, also Shabbat Filler of Safra, it even makes sense according to Rav Safra. Because he explains, the Loikomer of Safra, Sheyat Tam Vadai, the Taras Deich Avoida, Misham Chum the Taras. Not like Rav Safra is saying that the reason is definitively that Taras is Deich Avoida because Taras is Mochamer. Ella, rather, what he was saying was, the reason why he's just refuting that of Rabbah was only because you could say this way, you could say this way, you could say it's because Chum, you could say because it's Gabalai Chazi. Hilkach, Mabraisalel, therefore, in the previous Braisa, that said that you make a Kabal Chaymer based on the fact that Taraz Mocham Navaida, Sasa Kabal Chaymer, it refutes the Kabal Chaymer because possibly Taraz not Mocham Navaida. Because the comment says, Remind the Taraz Chamira, who said Taraz Mocham? Dilmam Shum Gabalai Chazi, because the person's not eligible anyway. The Hacha over here, where we're doing Kabal Chaymer from the fact that Shabbos and Mohammed and Taras will come on, and so to later on Musa Rava on the teaching of Rava, where it says that Shabbos and Mohammed and Taras, the Chinim and Yacha, we reject in a different way. In other words, they reject the other way and say, well, wait a second, maybe Taras is Deich Avoida because it is Mohammed. May my the Shabbos Chamir, who said Shabbos is the most stringent? Then with Taras Chamir, maybe Taras is Mohammed. She can Deich Avoida because it overrides Avoida. And therefore, as Tais explained, the Bazil Hocha Kamatskli, you could reject it this way, Bazil Hocha Kamatskli, you rejected this way. In other words, since it's a doubt if it's really Mocham or not, so therefore, every Kabbalah you could reject it and say, maybe it's not like that. Now, says Tais, now, also actually, based on this interpretation, for this reason also, you cannot learn out a Kabbalah that Avodah should override Taras, the Shabbos, the Chamura, Deicha, where, oh, if the severe Shabbos, Avodah overrides it, Taras HaKoshkin is a Koshkin that Avodah should override it. So it says, because no, the Dilma ain't litlis Mishum Chumra. Because maybe we shouldn't make it dependent on the stringy, and Mishum Gavel Lechazi, because maybe the person's not eligible, and therefore, even if you find Avodah is going to be Dicha Shabbos, we cannot say and learn out that it should also override Taras, because you could say, even though it's less than Shabbos, but still we shouldn't permit you to cut up the Taras to do the Avodah, because still the person, Agat, the Gavel is going to be Lechazi. And therefore, we cannot learn a Kabbal Chaymer to say that Avoid is going to be Deichet to us, which was Taisa's question. So Taisa brought that there's a machlekes between Rava and Rabba and Rav Safra in the explanation of why Taras is Deichet Avoid. Rava holds that it's not because Chomer is Taras is more Chomer, and because it's Gabal Lechazi. Rava and Rav Safra, they disagree with Rava. Now, in that those opinion, that school of Rava and Rav Safra, there's a machlekes in the Ri and the Rashba. The Ri explains that the reason why Taras Deichet Avoid is because it's more Chomer. According to Rashba, it's a suffix if it's because of Chomer Taras or because Gabal Lechazi. Next is Master begins with Gemara. Hi, this is a Seva Loisus. There's a positive commandment and a negative commandment. We're trying to see what's the same Loisus Taras. Because the Gemara said that, oh, you can't cut up the Taras, even though it's a mitzvah say, because it's a say, the Loisus say. It has a positive and a negative commandment. Chase explains, where do you see that? Because the pasuk says, Hishamar v'negar tzaras lishma morit v'las, like the Gemara brings. And that's just say, Shamar to safeguard hanyulab. That's a negative prohibition. V'las is, and to do hanyulab, say that's a positive commandment. Can it appear like Rashi explains? Now, Taisa addressed the question. When it says Hashem in the context of a negative prohibition, it's a negative prohibition. Hashem in safeguard in the context of a positive is a positive commandment. Now, here, it's lasais, like we said. It's what's an Isra asay. So Hashem should be considered as an asay, not as a lav. And that Taisa answers that actually it's going to be considered as a lav, still, lav mitzvahs asay, who? It's not a positive commandment. And Lord Laisa, it's a negative prohibition. Why is it a negative prohibition? Because the Amar Chaman, the Torah is telling you, he's zar pentokets baheretz. It's telling you, be careful not to cut off the baheretz. So it's telling you an inaction, not an action. And therefore, it's going to be qualified as a lav. And then says, it's a wonder. How can you say that the lasis is coming to tell you a positive commandment? The Gemara tells later on, it's a lasis, you need the word lasis for something else, yata isa, that you just can't actively go ahead and take off this ras. I would like to besiv shagabiragli, you could put on some type of bass, some type of shoe on your foot, even though that rubbing of the shoe is going to take it off. So that's a lasis come to teach you, not to tell you a positive commandment. So you can explain actually is the asay shamini milik sub lishmer. You're right. The positive commandment of the negative ras is learned from a different word, that of lishmer, not of lasas. But then says Vim Temi begin to say, but Amma Basamak, the Gemara says later on, Hechamrin da asay bedochas lasasay. Where do you find this concept that you're going to say asay dechalase? That's because of mila bitzaras. Like for example, mila bitzaras, which the Gemara is pointing out the idea, what's called beidna. That when you're committing the negative prohibition is when you're fulfilling the mitzvah say. In contrast, when you're not doing that, then you don't say say dechalase. One thing says Tesis, Amad alekha bitzaras elab. You see that by tzaras is only negative prohibition because we only say asay dechalase. We don't say asay belase say. And you're seeing mila bitzaras, you do say it. On that, by Rabbi Tami says, you're right, the Lenin team, we didn't say the case of mila bitzaras, el simonim alma only to explain the concept of the inna. But it's not really used because you're right, you don't really say the asay dechalase because that's loisay baasay. And then says Rabbi Tami, you're going to say, but then, yeah, that idea itself. This that we say that a positive command does not override asay na loisay. Why? Why don't you say, nigma mila bitzaras tadaka? We should learn off of mila bitzaras, which you actually do it, even though there is a asay na loisay. Which we learn out from the source, but from you should learn out from there now that asay could be dechel leisa basay. And that's the same thing. What you could say is no, because mala mila, yeah. Although mila is dechel teras, which even though it has asay balaisa say, but that's shekain nifso la yigal mabrisa because mitzah mila is a very big mitzah, has 13 covenants. So there it could be dechel leisa basay. In contrast, in general, you wouldn't say asay dechel leisa basay. So Tesis explained that the asay teras ultimately is from lishmer and the leisa is from hishamer, and the reason why we're considering it as a negative prohibition is because it's a what not to do, not what yet to do. And also Tais explains that the reason why we don't have from here regarding in general that I say to be lecha dechel leisav asay is because mila is unique that there's 13 brises. Shemek says the master begins with Gemara Rabam, he says mila bismano leitzuchakro. Says mila in its appropriate time does not need a pasuk. Tais explains this opinion of Rava, which there was two sources from the word basa that tells us that it's going to be dechel tzaras. But that doesn't tell us regarding the intermediate age between 8 days old and 9 days old and 13 years old. And that Rabbi says, no, the extra one is for that intermediate age. The one of Bizmana doesn't need a pasuk dechet tzaras because we know from a kabbal chomer from Shabbos. So, as Tais explains, therefore, high bus dechsidbe, the bus that says by the 8 day old, what's called im'ein le'inyan, if you don't need it for when it's on the day of, which is 8 days old, teneyu inyan le'shalei bizmana, so you apply it to somewhere where it's shalei bizmana, which is older than the 8 days old. Up until 13, which then by 13 we already have a pasuk. Now this next few words of Tesis requires context. The Brisa had previously we explained when it says a yimlu b'shar lasai, that says we learn it from there from Basa that even though there's terasa within the Mokamilo, so the Brisa originally just said from the Pasuk itself, oh, Yimo B'sar Lasei, even if there's terasa with it. Then the Brisa says, oh, maybe not. Maybe it's only when there's no terasa, but if there's terasa, you're not going to do it. And the Gemara had two explanations, two interpretations of the Gemara. What was the Havamina of the Brisa? That Mila would be Dechad Terasa without the extra word Basa. And then what was rejected by saying, Oy Einai. Either it's that the Brisa thought that even if the Tzeras can do the Mila, because we learn from Kabbalah Chomer from Shabbos. Shabbos is Chomer, Mila, Deicha, Itz, so Tzeras, which is less, but Shom, Mila, Gimme, Deicha, Itz. And that's what the Brisa says, Oy Einai, who says Shabbos is Mochomer, maybe Tzeras is Mochomer, because Tzeras is Deicha, Baidi, which is Deicha, Shabbos. That's the first version of the Gemara. Then the Gemara brought a Lishna Achrina, that this, the Brisa originally thought that Mila is Deicha Tzeras, is because Mila is a Mitzvah Saseh, and not the cut off is a Mitzvah Saseh. And we say, I say, Deicha Saseh. And then we say that no, because it's a Saseh Baseh. So Rava, who he's saying that you could learn that the Mila Zeicha Tzeras from a Kavu Chemer from Shabbos, obviously, that he does not hold like the first interpretation of the Gemara. That this is the Brisa thought originally that Tzeras will be Nitcha from Mila. You learn that from a Kavu Chemer from Shabbos, this Kavu Chemer doesn't remain Labaskan according if you learn the Brisa that rejects it and says, who said Shabbos is Mochamed Tzeras? Maybe Shabbos is Mochamed Shabbos. But Rava says that that's the truth. Shabbos is Mochamed than Tzeras, and you could learn that from a Kavu Chemer, it says. So therefore, it says that's what Tosfos comes to explain. You have to say that this, the Brisa wants to say that in the beginning, the Mila Deicha Tzeras, and also the Oyein Diktani, the Brisa rejects it. Hamafash Rava Kalishna Achrina Rava would be explained like the last interpretation of the Gemara, the second interpretation. That based on that, the Havamina was that you would think it would be Deicha, not because of a Kalachem, but rather because of the Asay Deicha Leisei. That we follow because it's a Leisei Vasei, but the actual Kalachem. That we never had such a brace that rejects it because Rav remains with that Kabbalah Chaim of the Maskana. He says, actually, that's how you know the Milas Deicha, Bismano, that of Taras, you don't need it. And therefore, the Pasik of Basar would come to tell you, mainly Inyan, Lizmana, if it's not coming to tell you that, Tanei Inyan, Lishle Bismana, for the intermediate age that we know from the word of Basar according to that of Rav.